I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
I'm not drunk. His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back into Early Break here on The Ticket. Nick Sainert filling in for Jake Sorensen here today. Bill Bush alongside. Thanks to Bill for grinding through it, sticking with it.
I don't have a pen either. Interesting.
Oh, well, there's multiple pens in here.
Yeah, I'm going to need a pen, I think.
I forget that. There you go. There's a pen for you. Once again, appreciate Bill for hanging out and bearing with me through the many and countless mistakes I make, the many faults.
I think that's one of my superpowers, is I get to point out where okay. You've done wrong.
You do a hell of a job, Bill.
That's one of my superpowers. I can find some of your weaknesses and point them out to others. And I think that will be a strength. That will be
another superpower. You talk about my personal life often.
You are dating a good friend of mine's daughter.
That is
so
true.
Yes. So Bruce is very concerned.
No, he's not.
So, yes, and you mentioned that there could be a engagement.
No,
So you're saying you're not. So you're saying no, not engaged.
Don't back me into this corner here, Bill.
So I just want to know.
I will say. I got a text yesterday from said girlfriend that said, "Hey, I went back and listened to the first 15 minutes of the show with you and Bill yesterday, and Bill said some very interesting things.
Thanks.
So, yeah, just know." Huh. That word gets around here.
Well, you know that
the microphone has power.
I talked to her. I have a photo with her.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
in Havelock.
You did.
In Havelock, which makes it even better. The photo was in Havelock.
That is true. What was the name of that store you went to?
I think it's called Peak Your Interest.
Okay.
Something like that. It was incredible. It really was. Incredible store.
I was being genuine about that because you told me about it and I couldn't remember the name.
It's two down from the firehouse or whatever that.
Engine house.
Okay. Yeah. Just two
Great
down
spot.
From that. Is where it's at. And then there's a store right next to it. I'm drawing a blank on that one also that Janelle runs. Is a very cool store. There are different types of stores.
Where's this in connection with the Joyo?
It should be right there within.
Just right around there?
Right within a spot or two. But bottom line is just go to the Engine House and then just walk two stores down.
Just find the Engine House.
Find the Engine House and then go two stores down.
By the way, if you've been under a rock, Jake, myself, and DP, we're all headed to Las Vegas to cover Nebraska, Utah on New Year's Eve. Thank you to our co-title sponsors, Amigos Kings Classic, Advanced Medical Imaging, MWR Building and Fence, and Ben Bleicher of PRG, Berkshire Hathaway Ambassador Real Estate for their coverage, their sponsorship of our coverage from Las Vegas, Nevada. So once again, thanks to Amigos, Advanced Medical Imaging, Ben Bleicher, and MWR Building and Fence. Bill, this came out early this morning, around 5 a.m. our
time
here. Pete Thamel, and now Pete Nakos of On3, has also confirmed it, that David Braun and the Northwestern Wildcats are hiring Chip Kelly as their new offensive coordinator. Obviously, Chip Kelly most recently was fired by the Las Vegas Raiders. Prior to that, he was with the Ohio State Buckeyes, had some various stops in the the NFL ranks and the college ranks, obviously. But what a unique and weird fit. Might work, might not work, but Chip Kelly is going to Northwestern.
It's probably the most bizarre stories I've ever heard.
I thought it was fake. I thought it was a Pete Thamel burner account when I read it.
Northwestern. That it, now the one thing about it is, it's like, okay, And Northwestern got better on offense. They were not good. When they played here at Nebraska, it was not a good-looking scene. They got slowly better even from that time on. It has to be a situation where he's like, you know what, I don't mind living in Chicago, and I'll coach here. And if we get a little bit better, that's a good look for me. I also can't imagine, I also think he's coaching for fun right now. Because when you have that type of, because I'm pretty sure that his NFL money is guaranteed that he just got, it as a three-year contract, and they owed him 2.5 years still on that contract. So the amount of money that Chip Kelly has is ridiculous. He also had, he got bought out at the Eagles and at the 49ers. And so he's got a lot of stacked money. So I think now he's just coaching, you know, purely like, I don't even care if they're paying me. I have plenty of money. So he can enjoy that part of it. And also the part that is interesting with Thamel, and I don't know, that's one guy that I don't know personally. A lot of these guys I do know personally, but he's become Schefter on breaking
Very
news.
Much so.
He is breaking news in college football.
Yeah.
He's the one, if Thamel says it, it's real. And so it's very interesting just following the dynamics, because that would be exhausting, Swim. Yeah. If you had to be the guy that had to try to do that, that would be so exhausting to be at 24/7. Yeah. Like last night, this man broke at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. And he had to be the one that's getting it out.
I actually had an opportunity to meet Pete Thamel in an Indianapolis elevator at Big Ten Media Days 2 years ago. And he, much, much shorter in stature, not that this matters, than I expected. But
shorter than you?
Shorter than me.
Okay.
Pete Thamel was. But
How much shorter?
Not a ton.
So if you
not
went back to back, how much, you know, like that?
He's probably 5'8".
5'8", gotcha.
Yeah, probably 5'8"-ish. But nonetheless.
Did he know you played baseball at Pius?
He did not. But it was there. I found out that he's real close with Matt Rhule. There's a lot of connections there to Nebraska. And so once we found out that I was from Nebraska, we started to talk a little bit. And that was right as he was making the transition to ESPN. And so he has made the transition to ESPN. And ever since then, yeah, you're absolutely right. He's become the college football version of Adam Schefter.
It's unbelievable. It really is. And that would be so exhausting.
Yeah.
It would be so that's like three phones. That's all this different accounts. And when can I report this? And I mean, literally the way the world's changed with your devices that you have, it's insane the information that's available. And you can, it's like being in recruiting. You have to be available all the time. If a story breaks for him at 3 a.m., there is no, I'll get it in the morning. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. You imagine how much time he spends looking at his phone.
Oh,
I'm going to say it's probably like 14 hours a day. He's looking at his phone.
Yeah.
To see who just said what. They said this. Hey, did you check on this? I'm hearing this. Or an agent is reaching out to him that this is, we'll let you have this story, but this is probably what's going to happen. Do not. And they also have to fall in line. If an agent tells them this is probably going to happen, but nothing can come out until they don't. They hold it because they know if they're going like, I don't care. I got to get it out. I'm doing it. Then they get outed.
Yeah. There's been studies done, not necessarily on Schefter or Pete Thamel, but there's in the NBA world, it used to be Adrian Wojnarowski until he got out of the game. But now it's Shams is the guy that does it for the NBA and for basketball side of things. And there's been studies that The Athletic has done on Shams to where his screen time is over 20 hours a day on his phone. He talks about how when he's during NBA free agency, that he sleeps maybe 2 hours a day because he's terrified of missing a call. He's terrified of missing a story. And he even mentioned, like, he's like, I shower with the phone. It's on. Like, I got it because I can't miss anything. And that's just a life that I think very few people would want to live, and understandably so, because there's not a chance you would be like, hey, Nick, you want to be connected to screen time for 22 hours a day?
Early Break with Sip, Jake, and Bill Bush is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
There's not a chance.
Not a chance. I like the screen time I do now, and I have too much of it. Mine's all on history. I'm reading stuff on like the Edmund Fitzgerald and all the, I mean, some, whatever, anything historical I'm reading. When I didn't pay attention.
What is your screen time right now?
I don't know, but it is, but it's more than it should be, but it's all on history. And I'd like to know, and so I'm always checking, and I start reading stuff because I didn't pay attention enough as a student. And I wish I should have done a better job in high school and in college, and said I didn't do that. Now I'm enamored with past presidencies. I'm enamored with all these things that went down, these different treaties that were signed, and I'm like, this is incredible. And I get it in little blurbs because I'm not I can't keep my attention. If I can't read this giant book, you know, on whatever's going on, but I can read this small blurb of it on social media.
So my average screen time right now, my daily average, 4 hours and 13 minutes. Do you think you're above or longer or shorter than that?
Shorter.
Okay. Shorter. So you're just fine. Yeah. You have no problem at all.
But go ahead.
Sorry, Gus asked on the text line, who was, when you were growing up, who was there a Pete Thamel, an Adrian Wojnarowski? Without social media, I don't know, like, how was the breaking news translated?
I really don't remember it.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. SIP may have a better feel for it, but there was never a time we were searching for, like, what was the new news came out. And a lot of the stuff, we actually read it.
Gotcha.
I mean, it was in a hard copy in a newspaper that was from the day before. So something could have easily happened in New York City or whatever it would be with Joe Namath and the Jets, and we didn't know about it till the next day.
Gotcha.
We read about it in the paper so there wasn't anyone that was that breaking. But we caught, I mean, like I said, I think I was in high school when we got it when ESPN first made its appearance. And so that was just, I mean, that was the most, you can't imagine what went through like me and Sipple's life. And all of a sudden there was a 24-hour sports station.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold it. Are you telling, because what happened if you went to 10, 11 strong and there was going to be sports, there would be, sports would be like maybe 2.5, 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. Film clips of the Knicks against the Celtics would be 9 seconds or something. I mean, and there'd be like one or two games. That's all it was covered.
Yeah.
And then now all of a sudden you're going like, hold it. I'm watching all this go on, and I'm watching the Cubs and the Braves on every game.
Yeah.
In the summer. I mean, those, you never had any of those things. So we grew up in a time when we saw the transition to all of a sudden watching SportsCenter for an hour and seeing 25 minutes of NBA highlights, where before we were getting 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And maybe none.
Yeah.
And maybe no highlights, just the scores. Just the scoreboard would go up and that was it. And so now it's like, oh, man, you get everything.
Once again, so Chip Kelly hired as the offense coordinator at Northwestern. David Braun, you got to give him credit where credit's due. 19-19 in his 3 years. He's 2-0 in bowl games, just beat Central Michigan 34-7 late last week in their bowl game to finish off a 7-6 overall season. On a year where they didn't have a very good quarterback, I mean, you talk about figuring out quarterbacks, Northwestern, getting ready to open up that $850 million facility, that project of Ryan Field, that they will open up here in the very near future. Chip Kelly, though, is going to be the offensive coordinator for the Northwestern Wildcats in 2026. A very interesting story there that broke early this morning.
Braun will always be known for the coach who got James Franklin fired.
Yeah.
He's the one who got him fired. That game, when they went after the UCLA game and they went into Happy Valley and beat him,
yeah.
That's what he got fired. That's what did it.
I'm a fan of David Braun a lot. I like David Braun a lot. Not only for the position that he was thrown into, but also the ability. Granted, after a 4-8 season last year, maybe it got a little uncomfortable around there. But then to bounce
I was
back
really surprised he kept
7-6.
His job this year.
Yeah,
because if he went 4-8 again, they'd been like, "Hey, listen, we gave him the job. Just out. We didn't
Here's
know what to do." And they're opening up a brand new stadium.
Yeah.
And there's all these things changing. And I think they're still on a good deal. Like Northwestern's like, this is incredible. We've won 2 bowl games and out of 3 years, 2 out of 3 bowl games, we have a new stadium. And we're not paying him at all.
No.
I mean, we don't have to because, he has literally no place to go.
I wondered, and I said something on the air a couple months ago, like, hey, if David Braun gets offered an ACC job, right, like you might think about, I said taking it. There's a lot more money in the Big Ten, obviously, than the ACC, but I think there's a lot of easier jobs to win at and to have success than Northwestern. And I think even if you don't have success on the large scale for Northwestern, you could still be a good football coach. It's just a tough place to win.
And North, there's so many teams, it's hard to tell now, but in the Big Ten, everybody that was on the West side took a hit.
Yeah.
Because give an example, the West never won it. Mm-hmm. Never won it one time. And if you're on the East side and you're sitting there and you're a Rutgers and you go like, so who do you guys play every year? Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, Ohio State.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my. And then your crossovers, you're begging for something. Where now you're on the West side and all of a sudden now it's like, okay, now you guys are playing some Penn States. Now you're playing some Ohio States.
Exactly.
And there's always crossover games, but now it's different. So those on the West, it got harder, and those on the East, it got further. For a couple of those teams, it got better for them.
Let's take a break. Song of the Day and Bill's Thrills coming up next.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.